Wonder Woman 1984 has been delayed for quite some time, but now finally out, the sequel to the hugely enjoyable 2017 film directed by Patty Jenkins. Gal Gadot, 1984, working in the Smithsonian. Diana Prince. Kristen Wiig is gemologist Barbara Minerva, who dreams of being more like her new friend, Diana. She wants to be strong, cool, beautiful. And somehow her imaginary makeover becomes a reality, which seems to be connected to this bizarre stone. Meanwhile, Diana herself has her heart broken from the loss of Steve, Chris Pine, in the previous film. But she finds herself in a kind of ghost-like encounter, meaning reference to the ghost, the film Ghost. And the only person who seems to know what's going on is this failing businessman, fraudster TV personality, Maxwell Lord, played by Pedro Pascal, who's absolutely oozing desperate huckster smarm. He knows what's going on. The film has been delayed for a lot, but I have to say it felt really right for the moment. I enjoyed it. It's too long. It's 2.5 hours long, and it doesn't need to be, but it has, for me, the romance of the 1970s Superman. It has a kind of empowering 21st century gender flip sensibility, and of course that retro 80s charm, you know, the bum bags, the rolled up sleeves, which they're there, they're not distracting, but they're there. The film also feels weirdly prescient. It opens with a prologue in which there is a lesson about learning to accept defeat. And it could not be released at a better time for that. The story follows somebody who becomes completely drunk on power, ends up at the seat of power in the US, threatening to destroy the world as a TV huckster personality. There's a lot of stuff about kind of monkey's paw stuff about be careful what you wish for. Wishes can come true, but they come at a terrible price. But despite the fact that the film, you know, seems to have this satirical thing going on behind it, actually what makes it work for me is that it never felt sour or preachy. It felt rather joyous. I think Gal Gadot is very, very good in the lead. Those kind of, you know, the runny, spinny, slidey moves that she does are really good. I mean, it's a very physical performance, but it's quite complicated because their character has to be a number of different things. And I think people underestimate how hard it is to play a character like Wonder Woman. And I think she does a really, really good job. I think there are faults. I think that there's some of the sections of the globe-trotting plot. It gets a bit baggy. It also gets a bit backward-looking. But it's the smaller moments that make it fly. There are moments in which everyday moments of harassment are kind of reconfigured through a sort of fantasy, through the fantasy language. And I think that works really well. Kristen Wiig is very, very good as this character who dreams of being somebody else and then finds the transformation happening around her. As I said, a few reservations. I think it is slightly long. I think it is slightly baggy. But I really enjoyed its positivity. I really enjoyed how uncynical it felt. It felt like the right movie for now. It's not a masterpiece, but I really enjoyed it.